When two nuclear-armed titans stare each other down for nearly half a century without firing a shot directly at each other, yet still manage to cause 20 million deaths worldwide, you know you're dealing with something unprecedented in human history. The Cold War wasn't just another geopolitical rivalry, it was a total competition between competing visions of how society should function. What makes this conflict so fascinating is how it seeped into every aspect of life. It determined where highways were built in America, what movies made it to theaters, and even how refrigerators were designed in Soviet kitchens. This wasn't just a diplomatic chess match. It was a struggle that reshaped architecture, sports, education, and even family life across continents. World War II left Europe, as Churchill described it, a rubble heap, a charnel house, a breeding ground of pestilence and hate. Berlin stood as an utter wasteland with 90% of buildings destroyed. The Soviet Union suffered catastrophic losses, 25 million dead, another 25 million homeless, and 32,000 industrial enterprises obliterated. From these ashes emerged two fundamentally different visions for rebuilding the world. America, having doubled its GDP during the war to $175 billion while suffering relatively minor losses, stood as the most powerful nation, perhaps, in all history. Yet Pearl Harbor had shattered American sense of invulnerability, creating an obsession with security that would define decades to come. American planners envisioned a world of free trade, open markets, and economic interdependence, formalized through the creation of the IMF and World Bank at Bretton Woods. Allied cooperation crumbled after the 1945 Yalta Conference, with Soviet actions in Poland, including mass arrests of non-communist politicians, alarming the West. Truman adopted a tougher stance toward the USSR upon succeeding Roosevelt in April 1945. The 1947 Marshall Plan invested $13 billion to rebuild Western Europe, while Stalin responded by forming the Cominform to control Eastern satellites and orchestrating Czechoslovakia's 1948 communist coup. The Berlin blockade of 1948-49 prompted Truman's successful airlift of 2.3 million tons of supplies, demonstrating Western resolve. NATO's 1949 formation cemented Western military integration. The resulting division suited both sides. As British Foreign Minister Selwyn Lloyd noted in 1953, all major powers preferred a divided Germany. America's empire by invitation in the West contrasted sharply with the Soviet Empire's reliance on force. While Europe focused on diplomacy, Asia endured the Cold War's bloodiest conflicts. Under MacArthur's occupation, Japan underwent reforms, including land redistribution and women's rights, with American policy shifting to economic recovery by 1947 to secure regional stability. China's communist victory in 1949 transformed the landscape. Despite U.S. support, Chiang Kai-shek's nationalists retreated to Taiwan as Mao established the People's Republic and aligned with Stalin. This prompted Washington to strengthen Southeast Asia as both Japan's economic partner and an anti-communist buffer. The Korean War began June 25, 1950, with North Korea's invasion across the 38th parallel. Truman deployed forces under UN command while protecting Taiwan and increasing Indochina support. China's intervention, after UN forces neared its border, led to a brutal winter retreat. The 1953 armistice restored the original boundary but cost millions of lives. By 1960, America possessed 18,000 nuclear warheads deployable via bombers, ICBMs, and submarines. The 1957 Soviet ICBM test and Sputnik launch fueled missile gap fears, intensifying the arms race despite America's advantage. Nuclear weapons created a paradox, deterring direct superpower conflict while encouraging regional confrontations. Though Eisenhower acknowledged nobody can win in a thermonuclear war, America pursued nuclear superiority while treating these weapons as conventional arms. Nuclear brinksmanship peaked in 1958-62. This period saw U.S. intervention in Indonesia, an Iraqi coup, Marines in Lebanon, and Taiwan-Berlin confrontations. The Berlin crisis culminated in the wall's 1961 construction, halting East German defections and symbolizing Europe's division. The 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis marked the Cold War's most dangerous moment. After discovering Soviet missiles in Cuba, Kennedy negotiated their removal by pledging not to invade Cuba and secretly agreeing to withdraw Jupiter missiles from Turkey. This near catastrophe led to establishing a hotline and limited test ban treaty, first steps toward managing superpower rivalry. The Cold War reshaped societies globally, with the Third World becoming its primary battleground. Local conflicts in developing nations intensified through superpower involvement, while leaders like Sukarno and Nasser struggled to maintain neutrality through non-alignment. Western Europe flourished under the Marshall Plan's $13 billion investment and NATO's security umbrella, developing robust consumer economies. Meanwhile, Eastern Europe languished under Soviet command economies that failed to meet public needs. The contrast between East and West Berlin symbolized this divide, while the crushed 1968 Prague Spring exposed Soviet rule's reliance on force. In America, the conflict transformed society by expanding federal power, establishing the military-industrial complex, and reshaping residential patterns through suburban expansion. The era saw scientific research pivot toward military applications, while civil rights leaders used Cold War dynamics to challenge segregation. Despite the Communist Party's small size, fears of domestic subversion flourished, fueled by politicians like McCarthy who exploited these anxieties. The Cold War's final chapter opened with heightened tensions as the 1979 Soviet invasion of Afghanistan prompted President Carter's hardline response. A massive military buildup, trade restrictions, and the Carter Doctrine threatening force against Persian Gulf interference. Reagan further escalated with his anti-Soviet rhetoric. The watershed moment came with Mikhail Gorbachev becoming Soviet leader in 1985. The reform-minded leader made unprecedented concessions toward arms reduction. At Reykjavik in 1986, Gorbachev and Reagan nearly achieved complete elimination of ballistic missiles, failing only over Reagan's strategic defense initiative. Their breakthrough came with the 1987 Intermediate Nuclear Forces Treaty, eliminating over 2,600 nuclear weapons. Gorbachev's 1988 UN announcement of unilateral troop reductions effectively ended Soviet military control of Eastern Europe, sparking democratic revolutions that culminated in the Berlin Wall's fall in November 1989, marking the symbolic end of Europe's division. The Cold War profoundly transformed global dynamics. While Western Europe stabilized through the Marshall Plan and integration, the Third World became the primary battleground, hosting most military conflicts. The superpower rivalry accelerated decolonization, but distorted development through ideological aid and interventions. Some nations, like South Korea and Taiwan, flourished under Cold War patronage through export-oriented growth. Others endured devastating civil wars amplified by superpower involvement, creating instability that persists today. The conflict reshaped America through enhanced federal power and permanent defense spending increases, while in the Soviet Union, unsustainable military costs, 15 to 17% of GDP, contributed to its collapse. The conflict's peaceful resolution through Reagan-Gorbachev diplomacy and internal reform stands as a remarkable achievement, defying expectations of military confrontation. However, the post-Cold War era brought unexpected challenges from ethnic nationalism, religious extremism, and failed states. The liberal order that seemed victorious in 1991 now faces pressure from rising powers and populist movements, demonstrating how deeply the Cold War's legacy continues to shape our world.